A lot of what I do know about the life in the country is from my husband.
Right. Okay. The place where your animals would graze, that would be?
The pasture.
Okay. Was cotton ever grown in this area?
Yes.
Do you know anything about working with cotton?
Yes, because of the first 5 years we were married, we lived in the cotton patch, and Billy had about 50 acres of cotton,
mm-hmm.
where he thinks it's the best land in the county, and they built a plant right on top of it. His brother owned it and sold it to him, mm-hmm. right at the edge of town.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does the term chopping cotton mean anything to you?
Yeah.
What
is that? That was just when they were just beginning to use chemicals
mm-hmm.
for weed control, and he did some, but he did hire niggers to chop cotton
mm-hmm.
and pick it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call the grass or weeds that grow in a cotton field?
Grass and weeds.
No particular kind that give trouble around here?
Oh, they used to have Johnson grass and Jimson weed, yeah. Is that what you're trying
sure.
to?
That kind of thing. You mentioned cotton patch a minute ago. Is there any difference between a patch and a field to you?
Well, I guess I think the patch is smaller, and he had a field.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the difference isn't in what can be grown in one, like you can grow the same thing in a patch as you can in a field?
I would think the difference is the size, really.
Okay. When you think of a field or a pasture, do you think of it as being fenced in or open?
The pasture's fenced. The field isn't necessarily.
Okay. What kind of fences would you see around here?
Oh, around the pasture, we have barbed wire.
Okay. You have names for any other kind of wire fencing?
Chicken wire, hog wire.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about wooden fences?
Picket.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with an old-fashioned type of fence that kind of goes like that, you know? Kind of in and out, made of wood.
Ms. Watson remembers helping to make those, and they have some on the Natchez Trace. What are they? I can't say it right now, but I know what you mean.
The rail?
Yeah. Oh, that's it. That's what I would call it, a rail fence.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, the things that you dig holes in the ground for to string the wire across, you know, when you're putting up a barbed wire.
Post?
Mm-hmm.
You use the post hole digger to.
Okay. You talk about several posts and then.
One post.
Right. Okay. Ever heard of a wall or a fence made out of loose stone or rock?
Not in this part of the country.
Would you have a name at all for something like that?
A rock wall or a stone fence?
Good enough. All right, I'll go ask you about some utensils. If you were going to get some water from the well, what would you carry with you?
A bucket.
What if you were going to milk a cow?
I still use bucket. I just don't soak pail
mm-hmm.
for some reason.
Okay. Is there any difference to you?
No. No.
Mm-hmm. Talking about your best dishes, what would you say they're made out of?
Oh, China.
Okay. Ever heard of an egg that's made out of that or something similar?
A darning egg.
Okay, that. Or have you ever heard of people putting it in a hen's nest?
Calling it a nest egg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just for pronunciation, say if the egg were made out of